Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
A new study from think tank Centre for Cities says Cambridge has lost £285 per head in government funding. It's better than many northern cities, but still more than places like Oxford. Cambridge City Council leader Lewis Herbert joins us. So good morning to you, Lewis.
Morning, Julian.
So how does this work then? Do you just get a letter from the government with a number of what they're going to add to the City Council funding for a year, or do they also show the working out?
Well, they've always had formula, but the formula that they've adopted recently is to give us nothing, so it's got a lot simpler. The problem we have is we collect a lot of money for them, particularly business rates, where we collect 110 million, but they only let us keep 6 million. So we're fast growing, we've got the costs of new housing, new businesses, a lot of servicing costs, but we actually don't keep the money we need to help the country grow.
But presumably, though, some of the new people coming into city, to the city, those new developments, they're going to be paying council tax, and that's going to increase, at least in that way, the amount of money which is coming to you.
Oh, well, that helps, and clearly we do get an extra income, but what this report, and it is worth people looking it out from the centre of cities, because it compares all the cities and also says a lot about Cambridge. But what the position is that council tax only raises about 12% of our income, because in losing all of that government grant, in not keeping the business rates, we've had to diversify, and we do an awful lot of income earning, and the council tax really doesn't meet the costs.
Now, that point on business rates is interesting, because it comes up on a regular basis, not just from people such as yourselves. I mean, obviously, a lot of the businesses aren't particularly, well, I guess none of us are happy with paying taxes, but that's one of these things that one has to accept if we want to have half-decent services around us. But nobody seems to be happy with business rates, yet nobody seems to want to do anything about it.
Well, I mean, it's the same with council tax and the banding that is based. So there's always more outrage from the losers than the winners. So government just spent 20 or 30 years doing bugger all, to use a phrase, just nothing.
Because effectively, it's all based, isn't it, I think, on the original valuation system, which would have been early 1990s, I think, once the poll tax was disposed of.
Yeah, so I think it goes back, some of it goes back to the 70s and the 90s. So your average business in the centre of town is paying really just another form of tax, a lot of them, and that's why it's useful to tell people, a lot of them think that we just burn it. But we don't. We collect it, and then government takes it. So what we need in a fast-growing city, including to benefit government, is to be able to retain this money, and then we could show businesses how it's used. So, for instance, the city centre, they really do have a justification to say to government, look, Amazon pay very little tax and are making huge profits, and the city centre retail is having a hard time.
Why is it, though, that Cambridge is or seems to be getting less to back from government or losing money to government compared to somewhere like Oxford, which similar in many ways? It's a growing area. It's another university city. Why do you get a justification from government as to why they, okay, they may, as you see it, collect a disproportionate amount, but it seems that Cambridge seems to lose out even more. I wonder if you have an explanation for that.
Well, it's also not just us, because I think South Cambridge and our neighbours are almost identical in terms of we don't hold our business rates and council tax isn't enough. I think the government, first of all, as people might know, there's the little issue of sorting out our relationship with Europe, and really, government has been frozen for the last 3 years. And whilst I want us to stay in, I also want government to actually be managing things and leading. But they've got a bunch of statistics down in London, and a lot of them are wrong, Julian. So I think they underestimate our population. that we're not anywhere near their priorities.
So wrong? Is it just out of this out of date? They've just, you know, not bothered to add in the extra numbers as the city's grown in recent years.
No, they haven't, because I had a look hard, assisted by our excellent officer team yesterday, at our population data. And broadly, for the last 4 years, they say our population has sort of stayed the same at about 124,500. But in fact, we've been building 1,000 homes every year for the last 3 or 4 years. So I don't know where they think the population's disappearing to. They've traditionally done this almost as a means of cutting national expenditure, but particularly for us, because the report also showed that we built more homes in recent years than any other city, particularly for us, with that homes growth and that jobs growth. Our population is probably about 4 or 5% higher than they say, which is directly denies us funding.
And then what does it do to services? Or put another way, does it mean that if you were to get more money back from government that you'd be able to build, say, 12 council houses instead of building 10?
Well, I just think that the biggest issue is, and Oxford and Milton Keynes and Bedford and Northampton have got the same issue, what incentive is there for communities to do what government wants and expand and assist new companies with new housing if we haven't got enough money to clean the streets and empty the bins and do the recycling and look after the parks and add to the extra costs of the overall city?
Particularly the role of Mayor Palmer, for example, where his office will be responsible in part for giving you money into the housing side of things. Are you in a roundabout way finding that your sort of hand is kind of tied behind your back because the money is being taken away, you're being given money for something which is really needed and nobody would argue with, yet at the same time, as you mentioned, those streets aren't necessarily being swept quite as often as you'd like?
So I think the government has helped this area. It's got money where we're building routes out from Cambridge. We're about to start work on the Chisholm Trail, a major new cycling investment. Compared to a number of areas, we've got Cambridge North Station, we've got a promise of Cambridge South. They have given us capital, but how can we have a successful community and also, Julian, help our existing residents if we can't actually have the funding to do the services? Cambridge South, lovely, brand new. Cambridge Northwest, where the university development is, it's great development. But it'll start to look shabby in 5 or 10 years if we can't actually deliver all the services that are needed.
I was going to say, there's something coming up, I think, called the Fair Funding Review. And does that solve some of these issues? Does the government then end up getting the correct figures on their books?
Well, they've taken away a lot from northern cities, and they've certainly taken away from Cambridge. I think the problem for local councils is when we see the word fair from government, that sends shudders down our spine, because nothing's been fair so far. I'm just seriously concerned that government is going to just find another way of just strangling the funding for local councils. So I know I sound like someone who's a Mr. Mona from Cambridge, but we do need to make the case for government. And the review will only be fair if we can get sufficient revenue funding along with all of the other towns and cities near us to enable the new housing to work. And we've got to have successful communities. These are challenging places. People move in. We need facilities. We need community facilities. The schools need the proper funding. Social services, health service. So we are doing pretty well, but we could do a lot better if the government recognised that what is fair funding for a fast-growing city like Cambridge.
Well, thanks as always this morning, Lewis, for speaking to us. City Council Leader Lewis Herbert speaking with regard to that think tank report from the Centre for Cities, which has been published. If you want to take a look at that, I think you just Google Centre for Cities and you should be able to find it. It's 8:19. Cambridge 105 Radio.